Too often, we think of the body as a collection of parts that we can replace as they wear out. It's time to change our view of the body and start thinking of it as an integrated whole. Welcome to Rethinking Orthopedics with your host, Mary J. Rogel. Imagine what might become possible if we think together in a different way about our dynamic and adaptable bodies. Now, here is Mary J. Rogel.
Good evening and welcome to Voice America Radio. You're listening to Rethinking Orthopedics, and I'm your host, Mary Rogel. We're broadcasting today from the lovely neighborhood of Hyde Park in Chicago, where my guest is Anna York. Anna York is a Tai Chi teacher and author of the book Rising Up, My Recovery from Multiple Sclerosis, Disability, and Despair. And she's the creator of two popular Tai Chi Qigong DVDs available on Amazon for seniors and people with movement problems. Today, what Anna and I are going to talk about is the crucial effect that alignment has on every aspect of our health. So welcome, Anna.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
And we're all delighted to have you. Now, one of the things that Anna's going to talk to us about first here is some of her experiences with disability. None of us likes to be defined by our disabilities. And Anna's disability and her recovery from it have had a profound effect on her life and the lives of the people around her. Her story is really dramatic, and alignment is a part of that story. And she's agreed to share that story with us because the lessons that she's learned can empower us all. Now, Anna, you've had multiple sclerosis for 50 years, and most of us, when we hear these words, we don't really have a clue of what it means to have MS or to live with it. So could you please enlighten us and tell us what MS is and what it does to you?
Yes. Multiple sclerosis is an immune system disease. And it what happens is that the body's immune system turns against itself. And it affects the myelin sheath that covers the nerves. So the myelin sheath begins to deteriorate, and it's something like a lamp that has a frayed electrical cord. So when the impulses are not able to get clearly through to the lamp may flicker, it may actually completely turn off. Because it's not getting the full energy that it needs. So that's what happens with multiple sclerosis. The myelin sheath deteriorates, and lesions are formed either on the brain or on the spinal cord, and dysfunction results in almost any part of the body, either externally or internally. So there could be a loss of mobility. There could be bladder dysfunction. There could be respiratory problems, there could be blindness. Almost anything that happens in the body could be affected by multiple sclerosis.
Do you feel this dysfunction? I mean, do you feel the effect of the fray?
Absolutely, because all of a sudden, when there is an MS attack, things just stop working. And in my case, I experienced extreme pain. Now, many, many people who have multiple sclerosis, things just stop working, or they feel fatigue, or extreme heat sensitivity, or cold sensitivity, or whatever. So there is a huge variety of symptoms that can occur. Many people have no pain at all. I had excruciating pain.
That was like during the attacks or between the attacks also?
Mine, both during the attacks and then in between attacks, I would have some neurological pain that was quite difficult.
Huh. So how did MS affect you specifically? Because I understand there's quite a range of symptoms.
Yes, well, I lost mobility. Of course, the pain was extremely damaging, but I lost mobility. Usually it would affect my feet first, and then it would move up. So I lost function most on the left side of my body.
And
I had, if you have this disease for 50 years, you have an opportunity to have many different kinds of disabilities. So I've had a very wide variety of symptoms resulting from this disease.
Now, you said 50 years. When did it start?
It started with me when I was 19 years old, and I was just a sophomore in college, and lightning bolts struck me while I was on a drama tour on a bus, and I went into the hospital for 3 days at that point, at that very young age.
And then you had various times attacks in your life. It would come as an attack and go away, an attack and go away.
Yeah, the most common type of multiple sclerosis is called relapsing remitting, and that means that you have a relapse or an attack, and you experience an exacerbation of various kinds of symptoms, either loss of mobility or something happens.
Okay.
Some part of your body goes on vacation. You never know what part is going to go on vacation. But then gradually the symptoms subside, but they may not subside all the way.
Okay.
So there may be increasing dysfunction.
So you reached your low point at age 37, right?
Age 37, I had a massive attack that basically paralyzed me from the neck down, and I went into a hospital and into a nursing home then for several weeks. And I had 4 young children, and I actually did not know whether I was ever going to be able to care for my children again. So it was a very drastic experience.
It sounds devastating.
It was devastating. That was 1982. I did recover from that to some considerable extent. But then by the early 1990s, I was in a wheelchair, then an electric scooter. I was unable to sit up straight for more than 15 minutes. I was unable to stand for more than 5 to 5 minutes at a time. And I was largely paralyzed on the left side of my body with a great deal of dysfunction.
So that's quite a dramatic low.
It is dramatic.
And you're not like that at all now.
I'm really not. I'm actually a very different and very active person.
So what happened? How did you get to be the way you are now from where you were then?
Well, it was extremely unlikely for me with my background, because I knew absolutely nothing about Tai Chi or Qigong or the Eastern arts, traditional Chinese medicine. But I had a son who began to attend Tai Chi class, and actually I had 2 sons, and they said, "Mom, you have to breathe." That was the first thing they said that I need to do. But they took me along to Tai Chi class, and because I saw that what they were doing could potentially help me. So I opened up to something that was actually very foreign to me at that time.
And that was something that was pretty difficult to open up to, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It was. My background said, no, this was not really an option for me.
If your sons hadn't done that, do you think you would have come to find an option on your own?
I was pretty closed. People had given me information that could have helped me as early as a decade before. And I put the books on the shelf, and I was not ready. So because my sons loved me, and because they were going with me, and I trusted them and cared for them, I was willing to hear what they had to say. But it was not common at that time. Tai Chi was not well known. Qigong was not well known. Traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture was not well known at that time. So it's not probably something I would have sought out.
So you took a big risk.
I did. I stepped out over the cliff. I absolutely did. And some of the people who knew me thought that I had really gone kind of nuts.
Oh, really? Including your doctors?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
How did you deal with that? I mean, did you have to fight for the right to do what you wanted to do?
It was much harder to get well than it was to get sick, because I was attempting to do things that people did not recognize as being peer-reviewed Western science. and even within my own household, my husband is a physicist. And this energy that I was talking about in Tai Chi and Qigong, it was not E equals MC squared. I mean, it was just not something that they recognized.
So there you were, basically paralyzed and sitting in a Tai Chi class. How do you do Tai Chi when you can't move?
Well, of course, with relapsing, remitting, sometimes you're better and sometimes you're worse. And so I use, by this time that I went, I was in a scooter most of the time. And I had started taking some medications from Western medicine that was helping me. But I just sat on a little stool on the back row, and these were all university students, and they were all big, strong, very, you know, muscular, whatever, and I was sitting on the back row waving my arms, and in 15 minutes I got tired, and I went home. And they was like, who was that funny little lady sitting on the back row there?
What I think about when you say these things is that, and I see you, you took the risk that you took was pretty substantial, and it was totally against anything that you'd prepared for in your life up to this point. And I'm wondering, what helped you walk over that line? I mean, you mentioned that your sons had taken you to the line, but you could have resisted.
I could have, but I have to say that as soon as I started attending Tai Chi and Qigong classes, I did begin to feel better. Now, that's an absolutely amazing thing, because nothing else was helping me feel that much better. But my son was right. When I started breathing, actually breathing, you know, in an effective way, my energy increased. When I started to develop better posture so that my body was aligned better, then I started to feel better. And so it began to be worthwhile for me to face the, you know, the different kinds of criticism or disbelief that I faced from many different quarters.
So you suddenly had hope.
I did have hope. I mean, you know, even when things are really hopeless, I think we have that little candle inside of us that says, I want to live. I want to have a life. I had children. I wanted to have a good life. I certainly did. Absolutely.
Anna has a really amazing story of recovery at this point. I mean, it gets even better than this. It wasn't just Tai Chi that helped Anna recover. It was the beginning of it. We're going to take a short break now, and when we come back, Anna's going to tell us about this second big piece that was a part of her recovery. So this is Rethinking Orthopedics. I'm your host, Mary Rogel, and we'll be back very shortly.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
By making some important changes in your life, you can move forward from where you are to where you wish to be. It is becoming the change you want to see. It can be a sort of experiment, if you will. On Moving Forward, Wellness One Step at a Time, your host, Dr. Serena Wadhwa, will introduce you to ideas that can help improve your health, relationships, and finances. You probably have at least one part of your life that needs improving. Make an appointment now to join us every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
How many times have you heard this?
I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired.
You are what you eat.
I've tried every diet.
Diets don't work.
It's time to stop this kind of madness and start thinking and feeling empowered to change your health. Tune in to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Join us weekly for thought-provoking conversations with world-renowned experts in the food, medical, holistic, sports medicine, chiropractic, and naturopathic health sciences. The Raw Truth airs live every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Rethinking Orthopedics with Mary J. Rogel. If you have a question or comment about today's show, please give us a call at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to rethinkingorthopedics@earthlink.net. Now, back to our show.
You're listening to Rethinking Orthopedics. I'm your host, Mary Rogel. And with me today is Anna York, author and Tai Chi Qigong teacher, who's been telling us an amazing story about her recovery from MS. What we've been talking about so far is the role that Tai Chi has had in the beginning of your recovery. But the picture's much more complex than that. And Tai Chi was not the only factor in your recovery. So can you tell us what happened next?
Well, I have to say that it was through Tai Chi that I began to open up my whole perspective and realize that there was another world out there. And so this did happen. This next part happened through the Tai Chi class. My Tai Chi master is an expert in oriental body work. Now, I had absolutely no idea what that was. I thought oriental body work was something Japanese people do with their cars after they've been in an accident. And I didn't know that it was the manipulation of the body to realign and get the tissues and muscles in the body working more efficiently. So I was at Tai Chi class, and I was hobbling around the circle when we were walking, and my left side was largely paralyzed, and I threw my body, the left side, sort of forward in order to motivate get myself around to take steps. And so he came up to me and said, "Anna, why are you walking that way?" And I said, "Well, I have multiple sclerosis, I have lesions on my brain, and it's affected my ability to function on this side." And he looked at me and he said, "No, it's not in your brain, it's in your hip." And I thought perhaps he had landed from another planet, because I could not imagine that that would be the case. But he invited me to go over and lie down on the carpet. And then he proceeded to move my legs and my lower body and manipulate and push in certain kinds of strategic ways. And then he would ask me to get up and walk, and I would come back and lie down. And he would, it was kind of like an artist, you know, looking at the painting and deciding what needed to be done next. And so this happened two or three times. And all of a sudden, when I got up, my leg on my left side started going up and down. I was able to lift it up and down.
Instead of flinging it
mm-hmm. or just sitting there on the floor. And it felt like it was turning on. And I was just so amazed. I said, "But my leg is all crooked. It's all turned toward the inside," because my body was very crooked at this time. And he said, "Oh, don't worry about that." And he took his fingers and they went deep, deep into my muscles. And then he just turned the leg and rearranged the muscles. And I got up and I was able to move in a way that I could not move before. And that night, my whole left side began to turn on. I began to have sensations where I had not had sensations. I could move my toes. I could move my foot up and down. And so I talked to him and said, "What happened?" He said, He said, it wasn't lesions on your brain. He said, your sciatic nerve was blocked because you were misaligned. And so he corrected the misalignment enough that the pressure on the nerve was released and the left side of my body began to turn on again. It was absolutely incredible. And within a very short time, now, of course, by this time, I had considerable muscle atrophy because that part of my body had not been active for some period of time. But I was fairly young. I mean, I was not all that old. So, but I began to do exercises. And within 3 or 4 months, I was able to go back on a mountain trail that I never thought I would see again in my life.
That is truly amazing.
I mean,
3 to 4 months is really fast.
It was absolutely extraordinary.
Was it painful?
Well, I had to completely reorient my whole thinking about my body because I still had misalignment in my body. So mm-hmm. I was still not functioning as efficiently as I needed to. But right away, I could see improvement. But I had deep misalignment in my body. So the leg was straightened out, but I still, from all the time of sitting in a wheelchair, it was just like I sort of slumped into this position and sort of sank over to one side. What was it you called that? You called it...
Oh, the pathway of least resistance.
My body followed the pathway of least resistance, and it just sort of sank into this really distorted position of bad posture that led to other problems of respiration and circulation. So when I started straightening up, a lot of things began to be very different in my body and in my life.
Mm-hmm. Because even though he fixed that one connection, he couldn't have fixed it completely because there was still torquing in a lot of other parts of your body.
It was a long term. I mean, I had a chronic condition. So I'm sure that there are many conditions that if they're not very deep seated or very long lasting, you know, they can be remedied fairly quickly. But mine was a deep seated, chronic, long term misalignment and disability mm-hmm. that I had to address over a period of time.
And we're talking about, you mentioned what it was 20 minutes that it took him to do
about
this one
minutes,
adjustment.
And about then 20 minutes, and my whole left side started turning
on. It started turning on.
Absolutely.
But then you had to do other things too to keep it moving in that direction instead of where it had been planning to go.
I most certainly did. And that was a years-long process.
Years-long.
And okay. I'm still at it. This is I'm approaching 20 years now, and I'm still working on it. I have not achieved perfection in any sense of the word, but I began to do physical therapy. I mean, I was doing physical therapy, but now I was doing a different kind. I began going to Tai Chi class 3 times a week. And some of those were 2-hour classes. I began having body work regularly. So the body work would help straighten my body a little bit more. And then the exercises would strengthen me for the new position that the body work put me into.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an integrated process.
And it involved your brain, too.
Absolutely. Yes, my brain was fully functional. Well, it wasn't fully functional when I started because I did have the brain lesions. But I discovered that I not only had power over my muscles and my bones, but also over my brain lesions as well.
You mean you made them go away?
Well, maybe they didn't go away, but I was able, through the training that I had, to come to understand that my brain is plastic. That means it's malleable, that I am not locked into the old patterns and damage that has been done to my brain, that I can reestablish new nerve pathways.
Mm-hmm.
I can rebuild what seemed to be permanently broken.
Well, and in fact, from what we know of brain neuroplasticity, the very fact that your Tai Chi body worker changed the alignment of your hip, that required your brain to change.
It absolutely did. See, I did not know that my body was plastic until I met a body worker, mm-hmm. until I met somebody like you. I didn't know that my body could be molded, that my alignment could readjust to help my entire body function better. And so that was that idea of body plasticity and of brain plasticity is a fairly new research concept in the last 10 years that we didn't have that before.
No, we really didn't. And it took quite a while for people to accept that idea that your brain changes in relation to how you use your body.
Absolutely.
And then when you change your body, your brain has to change along with it.
They both work together.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of amazing, isn't it? Thank God. But now you had other things that you did too. We're talking about layers of treatment here that you were doing for yourself. There was the Tai Chi, there was the body work, there was this kind of brain work, but you mentioned diet and things like that too.
Yes, absolutely. There was a whole package. I mean, the options were there, but I could not see them. I was not aware that these things that I could have control over would actually affect the disease that was so serious that people say there is no cure for it. So this idea that Western medicine implants in us that there is no cure, we can get better through certain medications, but the idea that we can be empowered to do something for ourselves that is really going to make a difference, that's what really changes the game.
Mm-hmm.
And diet was one of those things I learned about. People tried to give me books about diet 10 years before I was ever open to doing it. And I learned that diet also is very powerful. I used traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, acupressure, herbs. I discovered that there is an expertise that is very ancient, that is available now, through the wonderful gifts that the Chinese people have preserved and brought forward, and the people like you practice now that are extremely valuable and helpful to us in addressing our needs in a natural way, that is very powerful.
And what I would add to that is the openness to exploring these options is also very powerful, because without taking a look at what might be possible, we would just accept what is given to us.
Well, yes, and Mary, I think this is where what you are doing is so incredibly important, and it's what I try to do as well. We need to get the information out there to people who don't know that these things are available.
Yes.
They don't know the power of it.
Yes.
They aren't aware that we can heal ourselves, that we have the power inside of us if we just know where to look. So
right.
We need to share the hope.
We do need to share it. And this is a good place to take a short break from Rethinking Orthopedics, and we will return very shortly to our discussion with author and Tai Chi Qigong teacher Anna York.
Thank you.
Listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific Time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Rethinking Orthopedics with Mary J. Rogel. If you have a question or comment about today's show, please give us a call at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to rethinkingorthopedics@earthlink.net. Now, back to our show.
Mary Rogel, and my guest is Anna York, author of Rising Up, My Recovery from Multiple Sclerosis, Disability, and Despair. Anna is also the creator of two DVDs on Tai Chi and Qigong for people with limitations and disabilities. And she's been telling us about her own incredible experience rising up from the depths of despair as a 37-year-old mother of four, suddenly paralyzed from the neck down with MS. Now, Anna, you went from a feeling of real disempowerment and of you were at a really, really low point in your life with total reliance on Western diagnosis. And you went from there to a feeling of personal empowerment, of this is something that you could take charge of. What would you say to other people who are down at that nadir and who are facing what I would consider a real barrier that they need to jump over, that either you jump over that barrier and take charge of your life, or you stay where you are and you just keep sliding down the slope? What got you that feeling of empowerment that you now share with other people? How do you get other people to feel empowered?
Well, I think the first thing is that it's not like taking a leap from one dimension to another. It's really one step at a time. And the thing is to begin reaching out from where you are and believing that there are answers out there, that there are options, that there are possibilities, and you begin to explore. And we all have a framework. My own framework, I came from a very conservative Christian background. And I'm actually an ordained Christian minister. I was ordained as a Southern Baptist. But I can tell you that there were very few Baptists who were doing Tai Chi, and to be an ordained minister and to begin doing something like this was quite out of bounds, and it was difficult for people to accept that that I was doing something that was actually going to help me, for one thing, because mm-hmm. it was not, in their view, scientific. So sometimes you just have to step out there and try something that is not in your framework. You have to explore your options. It's a lot easier to do that now with the internet and, mm-hmm. With the kinds of things that we have available almost at our fingertips than it was, 10 to 20 years ago.
Right.
So the options are better now in terms of there's more information available about what we can do for ourselves. So I think it's stepping out of our comfort zones.
That's a good way of putting it. Mm-hmm. How did your doctors react? How did you have to talk with them about this?
Well, at first, my doctors completely dismissed even the idea of diet and the idea that Tai Chi or Qigong or traditional Chinese medicine could address the problems of multiple sclerosis was completely dismissed.
How did they react when they saw your hip and when they saw you walking?
Well, you know, it's a funny story, actually, Mary, because in 1996 is when I began doing Tai Chi, and by 2002, I had transformed so dramatically that I wanted to go back and show my neurologist mm-hmm. what had happened. So I actually had not been to the neurologist frequently enough that they had taken me off of the list of the patients. And so I had to re-register as a new patient to go back to see my neurologist. And when I did, he examined everything, looked me over, and it was like, wow, okay, well, that's no longer a problem. That's no longer a problem. And he said, he looked me right in the eye. I told him all the things that I had done and all the exercises and, you know, everything. And he looked at me and he said, well, you're lucky.
Oh, really?
He said, you're lucky. Absolutely. And my husband, his way of saying it is, I'm five sigma. I'm not in the statistical range. I'm outside, you know, the normal statistical range. Other people call it a miracle, but you know, it was not the normal range. So he said I was lucky because I was not. They didn't know what happened to people like me, because if there are people who are healed, they sort of fall off of the radar
mm-hmm.
because they go ahead and lead their lives, you know. So I was considered to be lucky, but it was not scientific.
Hmm.
I was an anecdotal case.
So they didn't look at you as an example of what they might be able to do with other patients.
Well, of course, now there is a lot more research, and I think that research is a huge key to this, because now there is a huge body of research and building all the time about Tai Chi and Qigong and traditional Chinese medicine, and we now know that they are extremely powerful in addressing many of the problems, especially when it comes to mobility, balance, respiration, and all these kinds of things. So the research is much, much better than it was. It's wonderful. There is now a book from Harvard. It's the Harvard Tai Chi Medical book mm-hmm. that is just absolutely fantastic, that shows the research on many different health effects. So now the people are beginning to, you know, say, okay, well, it's good for you. And I get a lot of referrals from doctors to my classes
Oh, good.
Now.
Okay.
Absolutely. Doctors are referring people to classes because it works.
That I'm really glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means that people will be more likely to start looking at options if their doctors are willing to look at it with them.
They have that confidence, that greater confidence then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming from, and we're not telling anybody to stop taking their medications. I am for doing everything that is possible to improve the condition. And so we bring all of the resources that we have together.
Mm-hmm.
And we take advantage of everything that we can to help improve ourselves.
And you're not the only person who has had a kind of a recovery, this kind of a recovery from
I
MS
am not. No,
with,
absolutely
with
not.
Realignment. There's another person I know who has a friend with MS, and years ago a chiropractor adjusted her mm-hmm. in similar way to what your body worker did,
mm-hmm.
and she had a turnaround much like yours. So it's not an isolated incident.
Absolutely not.
Something we would encourage everybody to look into.
Absolutely, and I have a lot of people with MS in my classes. I have a lot of people with other misalignments or arthritis or whatever, joint issues, and there is benefit from getting that realignment to the body. It improves the overall health.
And for many diseases, too,
absolutely.
Many conditions. We've seen that with a couple of people with Parkinson's as well.
Absolutely. It's wonderful for people with Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk a little bit about your Tai Chi classes.
Okay.
And when people come into the class, how do you get them started?
Oh, well, we make them comfortable. And we do warm-ups that get the body parts moving and get the joints moving. And one of the first things that we begin to work on is posture. Seated and standing, how to get the body alignment, how to feel, how to sense and feel when the body is in alignment, how the weight feels when you're on your
brain training.
Absolutely. So you learn to be sensitive to your body. You learn where the point is in your feet, where you're rooted down into the earth, and how the energy begins to flow through your body when you are in proper alignment, because it completely changes the way that you feel.
So you're talking about two different kinds of getting into alignment. You're talking about the kind that someone does for you, and then you're talking about the kind that you do for yourself.
And in my view, they are both highly integrated. I could not have healed in the way that I have if I had not employed both.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't always have somebody just working on you from the outside. And besides, that's the old way of thinking, where somebody has to do it to you.
Exactly.
And so you need the expert who is able to do that body alignment in the way that you do it, which is absolutely incredibly powerful and remarkable way of getting the body in alignment. But you also need to be able to empower yourself to do these things and apply them in your daily living.
Mm-hmm.
And Tai Chi is functional fitness. It is functional because you can use it in everything you do throughout the day. When you are standing in your kitchen fixing your food, you can plant your feet and align your body in such a way so that you become less tired. You immediately can begin to apply this to have more energy, more strength, better balance, better coordination, better mobility. It's highly functional. When you get the body lined up, it begins to work. You know that,
that's
Mary,
true.
You know that.
I do know that. And I think it's really, really important for the person who is having body work done to go home and work with it.
Absolutely. To be able, you can't be with the doctor 100% of the time. You need to sense and feel your own body and know what, you haven't need a toolbox that you can draw and say, well, I'm having this problem. Now what do I do about it?
Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, when the body worker makes a change, you're it's as though you've now shifted the neutral position to something else.
That's
and
right.
What used to be contracted is now relaxed. What used to be relaxed is now contracting. And it has to learn a new balance. It has
Absolutely.
To learn how to do that and build strength in that new position.
Absolutely.
And that's where what you're talking about is absolutely essential. So this makes a good place to take another short break from Rethinking Orthopedics, and soon we will return for our final segment with Anna York, author, Tai Chi Qigong instructor, and inspiration to us all.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Now there's a new destination for video content, voiceamerica.tv. Just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High definition, premier quality programs available 24/7. voiceamerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
step by step, you made it through the journey of pregnancy. Now your baby is in your arms and you're on the cusp of a new journey, breastfeeding. As a new parent, you receive a lot of advice, much of it conflicting, some of it outdated. Tune into Born to be Breastfed with host Marie Biancuso to bust through the myths about feeding your baby. Marie and her guests will help you figure out what you can expect and put you on the best and surest path on your breastfeeding journey. Listen every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Are you ready to laugh and learn as you get the info that will get you fit? Small steps can lead to big changes once you're headed in the right direction. Join the dynamic twin sister and exercise expert team of Alexandra Williams and Kimberly Williams-Evans on Active Aging for Boom Chicka Boomers. K&A bring you top-level guests who offer active aging advice and practical tips you can use today. Enjoy the second phase of life with vitality, brain power, and energy. Active Aging for Boom Chicka Boomers airs live Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Rethinking Orthopedics with Mary J. Rogel. If you have a question or comment about today's show, please give us a call at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to rethinkingorthopedics@earthlink.net. Now, back to our show.
So welcome back to Rethinking Orthopedics. I'm your host, Mary Rogel. My guest is Anna York. And today, Anna has been sharing with us her experiences recovering from MS. Almost 20 years ago, she was in a wheelchair in such poor condition that she was actually given the last rites.
Well, my pastor came to help prepare me to die. Absolutely.
That's
it was at a low point.
Very low. But today, no wheelchair. She's vibrant, living a full life, a grandmother, an author, teacher, and creator of two DVDs. And she really created these and produced them herself on Tai Chi and Qigong for people with serious illnesses and movement problems. How did you shift from being a student of Tai Chi to becoming a teacher of Tai Chi?
I come from a long line of teachers, so it helped, huh? It sort of comes naturally. But I think part of the answer to that is that I mentioned that I had so many different kinds of disabilities that I had to learn very deeply from the inside out. It was not a matter of just doing an exercise. It was a matter of understanding, sensing, and feeling in my body how each and everything I did was affecting my body, my function. And so I learned in a very deep and functional way. It was not about doing something that somebody else, I had to sense it and feel it, understand it from the inside out. So that's one thing. I was not ever in a class where a seated position was taught or modeled, and it did not meet my needs in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I felt very strongly that there was a large market out there, a large need that people have for who have very serious disabilities, and they need to start taking advantage of these exercises from a seated position. Whatever they can do, mm-hmm. in whatever condition they are. My motto is, if you can breathe, you can do Qigong. I mean,
I like that motto.
It's
yes.
absolutely true. So,
yes.
So we have to start where they are. So I wanted something that would meet the needs of people like me.
Okay.
And so that's why I started that. And I also had a tremendous amount of encouragement. My Tai Chi master encouraged me enormously and especially encouraged me to reach out to people who would not normally be listening or tapping into this mode, for instance, to a large percentage of the Christian audience to whom that was unfamiliar. And mm-hmm. so I was an ordained minister, and he encouraged me to adapt my message so that it would be acceptable, you know, so it would be comfortable for people in that framework. And of course, he also certified me to teach, which is a very brave thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've had 18 years of experience now. But at that time, you know, allowing a person, sending a person out with a disability, but I was addressing the people I knew.
Right.
Other people couldn't reach the people that I was reaching. So that's my big motivation there for doing that.
Hmm. And it sounds like this is also why you developed your new creation Qigong.
Absolutely. The new creation has to do with a language that allows people with a Christian background, or actually, it doesn't have to be Christian. It can be any, because we draw on the creation story in Genesis, mm-hmm. which is it is accessible and beautiful for people from any background, because it's all nature imagery. It's very, very beautiful. But it's familiar.
If I might interrupt,
mm-hmm.
that what you're talking about is you're using the Genesis story to frame the Tai Chi movements.
Yes, we are creating trees. We are creating mountains. We are floating with the clouds, and it's in a sort of a story form that makes it just sort of easy to remember. But it's all nature imagery, mm-hmm. which is fundamental to Qigong.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very highly integrated and very, very appropriate adaptation.
And so that's your first DVD,
mm-hmm.
Is the new creation, Tai Chi Qigong for All Abilities.
Yes, that's right. And it's seated and standing versions. So I have actual people with in the class. They are on the DVD. They are people who have Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, arthritis, a variety of different kinds of conditions, and some are seated, some are standing. So you can see these are people like me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
These are real people.
And then you went on and created a second DVD?
Yes, I did. And this is based on very powerful research for Parkinson's disease that came out of Oregon in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And Tai Chi was discovered, certain movements have been discovered and researched to be extremely powerful for building mobility, range of motion, balance, control, a whole range of issues that people with Parkinson's have. But I can tell you, if it's good for them, it's good.
It's good for everyone,
it's
right?
Good for anybody. Mm-hmm. And so these are wonderful, beautiful movements that are so fun to do. People, we just have so much fun doing these.
It makes me want to do it.
It is so much fun, and you feel so good. Yes,
and people absolutely. Can get your DVDs on Amazon.
That's right? Correct. Yes,
mm-hmm. and also through your website?
You can come to my website, annayork.com or annayork.ning.com.
That's NING.com.
Yes, mm-hmm. annayork.ning.com. And you can see snippets of little short pieces of the videos or previews, and there are links that you can click on the website, or you can go directly to Amazon to purchase those.
And they can also get your book on Amazon.
That's right. Correct. Yes.
So, and your book is Your Story?
It is, and it's available both in the digital format and in print format.
Okay.
So people actually around the world have. I just got a note yesterday from a person in Australia who had read it, and it was, I'm sure, in the digital format.
Very
so
nice.
That's great.
That is very great. And so the title of Anna's book is Rising Up, My Recovery from Multiple Sclerosis, Disability, and Despair. And then for people in the Chicago area, you teach classes.
Yes, I have classes in the Beverly area. There are two classes down there. One is for seniors and all abilities, and the other is funded by a grant from the National Parkinson Foundation, and it is for people who have Parkinson's. And it is for both the spouses and for the people who have Parkinson's and for their spouses or caregivers. And the caregivers can come for free. And then we also have one in the Hyde Park, Bronzeville area, which is for all abilities. And we really do have all abilities. We have a range of ages. My oldest student is 90, and my youngest is in middle age. But I also have some high school students who are doing it as
also
well.
Also with disabilities?
Sometimes they have, most of these students that I work with are working on their academics and stress-related issues, but I teach both ends of the spectrum there.
Okay, so people can go to your website and get that information.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you, Anna, for being my guest today.
It's a delight, Mary. I just want to thank you for
your welcome. You're welcome. And I want to also thank the staff of Voice America Radio for making this show possible, and particularly our engineer today, Justin Jackman. So this has been Rethinking Orthopedics with your host, Mary Rogel. You may listen to this show again at any time on the Voice America website. It will eventually be on Anna's website and on my website as well. So thank you, and see you again next week.
Thank you again for tuning in this week. Mary Rogel will be back with another edition of Rethinking Orthopedics next Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Until then, may you focus on great health.